All right, let's dive right in. We're taking a deep dive today into, well,
Into your Scandinavian adventures.
exactly, 10 days.
10 days. Yep.
A completely private tour, and you're going to be hopping between, get this,
Let's hear it.
Copenhagen,
Nice.
Oslo,
Oof.
Flamborgen,
Wow.
AB Stockholm.
Five major cities.
I know.
Whoa. Three
Tell
countries.
her me impressed. This is going to be amazing.
That's quite the itinerary, ambitious to fit it all into 10 days, but
Right.
it'll give you a fantastic taste of each location, and the private tour aspect is key for flexibility.
Music to a traveler's ears, for sure. So let's unpack this. First up, Copenhagen. Your hotel, the Wide Hotel, caught my eye. It's on Study Strand.
Ooh, study
Just
straight.
the name of it, you
This
know?
whispers
It
history.
really does. What's the story there?
Study straight is like a time capsule.
Yeah.
Imagine, centuries ago, this street was the heart of Copenhagen's intellectual scene. Academics, booksellers,
Wow.
the works. Staying there is like stepping back in time. You might even catch a whiff of old libraries in the air.
You had me at old libraries. Speaking of atmosphere, on day two, you'll witness the changing of the Royal Guard at Rosenborg Castle.
Oh, now that's a sight to see.
Now, I know you're going to see some amazing things on this trip,
Of
but
course.
this one, the visual spectacle, it's something else.
Rosenborg Castle is far more than just a pretty facade.
Oh, that.
It's steeped in history, going back to the 1600s,
Wow.
built by King Christian IV. And get this,
Yes.
it's not just a castle, it's where they keep the Danish crown jewels.
No
We're talking
way.
crowns, scepters, jewels that have witnessed centuries of royal drama.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall in those rooms.
Right.
Okay, sensing a theme here, your trip is jam-packed with history.
Definitely.
Next up, we're whisking away to Oslo, where you'll be face to face with Gustav Vigeland's sculptures in Frogner Park.
Ah, Vigeland.
These sculptures seem to have like a cult following.
They really do.
What's the big deal?
Oh, prepare to have your mind blown wide open. Vigeland's sculptures are unlike anything you've ever seen.
Really?
Imagine human emotion, just frozen in time, carved from granite.
Wow.
We're talking everything from the monumental to the everyday,
Okay.
capturing the full spectrum of the human experience.
I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
It's powerful stuff.
And it's not just the sculptures themselves, right? The park is part of the experience.
Exactly.
Okay, good, because I was gonna say.
Frogner Park is a journey in itself. Picture this.
Okay.
You stroll along these pathways, and every turn reveals a new sculpture,
Oh, wow.
a new emotion, a new story. It's designed to make you think, to make you feel. You'll leave with more questions than answers.
That's the beauty of it.
It really is.
Okay, from thought-provoking art to jaw-dropping scenery. After Oslo, you're taking the train from Oslo to Flam, a journey that screams classic Norway.
Oh,
I'm
absolutely.
talking majestic mountains plunging into crystal-clear fjords.
You got it.
This is like picture perfect, right?
This is the quintessential fjord experience. Imagine this. You're on this train, gliding past mountains that seem to touch the sky.
Yeah.
Waterfalls cascading down cliffs like something out of a fairy tale, and those adorable traditional wooden houses perched on the hillsides.
I'm already living vicariously through this itinerary.
But wait, there's more.
Okay, so before we get too comfy in our train car, because you've got another incredible experience lined up, a high-speed boat ride from Flam to Bergen.
Don't forget your camera.
I bet. But here's the kicker. It's only available from May to September.
Yeah.
Summer fjords versus winter wonderlands. That's a tough choice.
Both breathtaking, but they offer totally different experiences.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Imagine you're on this boat, zipping through narrow channels.
I can picture it.
The air is so crisp and clean, and the scenery is constantly changing. You'll see Bergen from a completely different perspective before you even set foot in the city.
Okay, Bergen has a lot to live up to.
It does.
And from there, it's on to Stockholm, where you'll visit. Drum roll, please.
I'm waiting.
The Vasa Museum.
Yes.
Now, I have to ask, what makes a museum dedicated to a sunken ship so captivating?
Okay, so picture this. It's 1628. This massive warship, the Vasa, sets sail on its maiden voyage
Okay.
and promptly sinks, like within minutes.
What?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
No way. How?
Fast forward a few centuries, and they managed to raise this nearly perfectly preserved ship from the harbor.
Wait, seriously. How is that even possible? It's like something out of a movie. So we're talking about a real-life time capsule here.
Exactly.
I am already hooked.
The Vasa Museum is incredible. It's a testament to the craftsmanship of that era and the incredible preservation power of that cold, brackish water.
I can only imagine.
You'll be walking among history. You'll see everything from cannons to everyday objects, frozen in time.
This trip is already exceeding expectations.
It's only going to get better.
And we haven't even touched on the best part. The logistics.
Oh, that's right. This is where it gets really good.
Yeah, so lay it on me.
The true beauty of this itinerary. Everything is taken care of.
What? Like everything?
Every much. You've got private transfers between cities, daily breakfasts included.
No way.
Yeah. So you can truly relax, soak in the experience without worrying about the little things.
Music to any traveler's ears, honestly. So to wrap up part one of our deep dive.
Already.
I know. I know. Time flies when you're traveling through Scandinavia, even if it's just in our minds, right?
Right.
I want you to close your eyes and imagine this. It's your last morning in Stockholm.
Okay.
You're savoring that final breakfast, and you're reflecting on your adventure. What thoughts come to mind?
Here's a thought-provoking question for you as you embark on this incredible journey. With so much history, art, and natural beauty packed into 10 days, what personal discoveries do you hope to uncover along the way?
Welcome back, travelers. We're picking back up with you enjoying that delicious breakfast in Stockholm.
Ah, yes, that final breakfast.
The anticipation for the trip must be bubbling over.
I can practically taste it.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
right.
Let's rewind and dive into the heart of what awaits you in each city.
Great idea.
So Copenhagen.
Love it.
Your first day is all about soaking up the city at your own pace.
That's the way to do it.
But then on day two, you're swept away by a guided walking tour.
Nice.
And you mentioned Rosenborg Castle earlier.
Ah, yes.
The one with the changing of the guard and those dazzling crown jewels.
Oh, it's spectacular.
Tell me more. What kind of royal treasures are we talking about here?
Rosenborg Castle is like a treasure chest of Danish history.
Okay.
Built by King Christian IV back in the early 1600s.
Wow.
It's home to incredible pieces, like the crown of Christian IV himself.
No way.
Oh, yeah. It's a masterpiece of Renaissance jewelry. We're talking diamonds the size of your thumbnail, pearls as big as grapes.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's not just the size and the sparkle, though each piece really whispers stories of power, intrigue, and the passage of time.
It's amazing to think those walls have witnessed centuries of royal drama.
I know, right?
Speaking of royal residences, what about Amalienborg Palace?
Oh, yes.
That's on the itinerary too, right?
Absolutely. Amalienborg is a completely different experience.
Oh.
This is the current residence of the Danish royal family.
Okay.
Much more modern setting than Rosenborg, but equally impressive.
Okay.
Imagine four almost identical palaces.
Wow.
Arranged around a grand square with the Queen's Guard marching between them in their crisp uniforms.
Oh, I love it.
And if you're lucky, you might even catch a glimpse of royalty themselves.
No way.
You never know.
Now, we can't talk about Copenhagen without mentioning the Little Mermaid statue.
Of course not. It's a classic.
It's a must-see, right?
Absolutely. It's smaller than most people expect.
I bet.
But it's undeniably iconic.
Right.
And the story behind it, Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale, it captures this whimsical, melancholic atmosphere that seems to hang in the air in Copenhagen.
I love that you picked up on that vibe. It's those little details
right.
that make a place come alive.
Right.
Okay. Enough about Copenhagen for now.
On to the next.
Get ready to be blown away by Oslo. Day four kicks off with that visit to Frogner Park.
Ah, yeah.
Home to those enigmatic sculptures by Gustav Vigeland.
Such powerful pieces.
You mentioned he had this, like, a knack for capturing human emotion.
He did. Like, tell me more. His sculptures are incredibly lifelike.
Okay.
And he wasn't afraid to portray that full spectrum of the human experience. Joy, sorrow, anger, love.
Wow.
All etched in stone. Think families, couples, individuals.
Okay.
Frozen in these incredibly detailed poses. And their expressions are so real,
yeah.
You'll find yourself wanting to reach out and touch them.
It sounds intensely personal, like you're experiencing those emotions right alongside the sculpture.
You really are.
And speaking of experience, the park itself is designed to enhance that, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like a journey of self-discovery.
Wow.
You walk through these themed areas,
okay.
each with its own unique atmosphere, and every turn there's a new sculpture, a new emotion. Oh. Just pay attention to the placement, the landscaping, even the bridges and fountains.
Oh, I love that.
They're not just decorations. Right. They all contribute to the overall impact.
It's like stepping into a giant open-air art gallery.
It really is.
One that prompts, like, reflection and introspection.
Exactly. A very thought-provoking one at that.
Well said. Okay, time to trade sculptures for scenery.
Let's do it.
Next on the itinerary is that epic train ride from Oslo to Flam.
Ah, yes, a classic.
You described it earlier as the quintessential fjord experience.
It really is.
But what makes it so special? Paint me a picture.
Imagine this. You're on this train.
Okay.
It's winding its way through some of the most dramatic landscapes Norway has to offer.
I can only imagine.
You're climbing steep mountainsides, passing through valleys blanketed in emerald green.
Wow.
Dotted with those charming villages we talked about earlier.
Yes.
And then there's the Flam Railway.
Okay.
It's considered one of the most beautiful train rides in the world.
I bet.
It descends from the mountains down to the fjord, and you're treated to just breathtaking views the whole way.
Okay. Train ride through the fjords is officially going on my bucket list.
I'll second that.
But we can't stay on the train forever, can we?
Sadly not.
You'll be spending the night in Flam.
Okay.
A village nestled at the head of the Ålandsfjord.
Very nice.
And then it's time for another incredible journey, this time by boat.
Here we go.
Tell me about this express boat trip to Bergen. What can our listener expect?
Yeah. This journey from Flam to Bergen by boat, it's really a feast for the senses.
Okay.
Just imagine you're gliding through these narrow fjords.
Okay.
Towering cliffs rising on either side. The air is filled with the roar of waterfalls cascading down the mountains.
Oh, wow.
You might even spot some seals or porpoises playing in the water.
I'm getting serious FOMO just listening to this.
It's that good, huh?
How can one trip pack in so much natural beauty? Honestly, 10 days might not even be enough.
It's a lot to take in, that's for sure.
And we haven't even gotten to Bergen itself.
Oh, but we're getting there.
Imagine arriving in the harbor, greeted by those iconic, colorful wooden houses of the Bergen district.
I love it there.
Bergen is a city steeped in history, where the past and present blend seamlessly.
It really does.
You're killing me with the suspense here.
I know. We'll get there.
Don't worry, listeners. We will uncover the secrets of Bergen and Stockholm in our final installment.
Stay tuned.
Fjord fanatics and city slickers, welcome back. We've explored Copenhagen. We've done Oslo, traversed some breathtaking landscapes.
Don't forget those train rides.
Oh, I could never. And now it's time to drop anchor in Bergen before setting sail for Stockholm, ready for the grand finale of this Scandinavian adventure.
Absolutely. Bergen is the perfect place to start.
I agree.
It just effortlessly blends history, culture,
right,
natural splendor. Mm-hmm. Remember that express boat trip we talked about?
I do.
Imagine cruising into Bergen's harbor, greeted by those iconic, colorful wooden houses.
Oh, yeah.
The Bergen district. It's like a fairy tale.
It really is. Now, that's an unforgettable first impression.
For sure.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, day 7 is all about exploring Bergen on foot.
Nice.
What makes this walking tour so special?
Well, Bergen is a city best experienced on foot, just getting lost in those charming streets.
I can imagine.
And this tour takes you right to the heart of it all, the Bergen district.
Okay.
A UNESCO World Heritage Site, by the way.
Oh, wow.
These wooden houses, some of them date back to the 14th century.
Wow.
They were once at the heart of Bergen's trading network.
Wow, I can only imagine.
And as you wander through these narrow alleyways,
yeah,
you can almost hear the echoes of merchants and sailors from centuries past.
I love that. I can practically smell the salt air and hear the creaking of those old wooden beams just thinking about it.
It's really something else.
What else does Bergen have in store for our traveler?
Well, no trip to Bergen is complete without a ride on the Flugbahnen funicular.
Okay. Tell me more.
It's exhilarating.
Oh, all right.
It whisks you to the summit of Mount Floyen in minutes.
No way.
Oh, yeah. And the views, no, you get panoramic views of the city, the harbor.
Wow.
The majestic mountains that surround it.
I can only imagine.
It's the perfect way to get your bearings and appreciate Bergen's connection to the natural surroundings.
Yeah, it really drives it home why they call Bergen the gateway to the fjords.
Right.
It's almost like the city itself is woven into the landscape, you know?
Exactly. And speaking of dramatic landscapes, remember how the express boat trip to Bergen is seasonal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's because in the winter, you'd be taking a train journey through a completely different world.
Oh, right. It'd be a winter wonderland.
Exactly. Instead of sun-drenched fjords, you'd have snow-capped mountains.
Oh, wow.
Reflected in the water, frozen waterfalls.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Glistening like diamonds.
It's like stepping into a postcard. I got so caught up in the summer scenery that I totally forgot about the magic of a Scandinavian winter.
It's pretty special.
It really is. Talk about a tough choice.
Yeah.
But alas, all good things must come to an end.
They do.
We still have one more city to explore, Stockholm.
The grand finale.
Day 8, you're settling in.
Get ready.
But day 9 is dedicated to uncovering the secrets of the Swedish capital,
So much to see.
including that legendary sunken ship turned museum, the Vasa Museum.
I can't wait to hear what you think.
Why is this particular museum such a big deal? I mean, a sunken ship, come on.
Okay. So the Vasa Museum, it's more than just a museum, it's a time capsule. Swedish history.
Wow.
And a testament to just how powerful preservation can be.
Okay.
Imagine this. It's 1628, this colossal warship, richly decorated,
Okay.
intended to showcase Sweden's naval dominance,
Wow.
sets sail on its maiden voyage
Yeah.
and sinks
God.
within minutes.
Minutes.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine the headlines if that happened today?
That'd be an international news sensation.
Oh, absolutely.
So what happened? Why did it sink?
It was the perfect storm of
What do
miscalculations.
you mean?
Design flaws, maybe a touch of arrogance on the part of the builders.
Okay.
Some say a rogue gust of wind at the worst possible moment.
Oh, no.
But here's the silver lining.
What's that?
Because the Vasa sank in the frigid, brackish water of Stockholm's harbor,
Right.
it was unbelievably well preserved.
So they were able to pull this practically intact 17th century warship from the depths and turn it into a museum. That's incredible. What can our listener expect to see inside?
Okay, so you're going to encounter everything
Okay.
from imposing cannons to everyday objects of life aboard a 17th century warship.
Wow, what kind of everyday object?
We're talking clothing, tools, even remnants of the sailors' meals.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
But beyond just the artifacts themselves, it's the
Yeah.
story of the Vasa that really gets you.
I bet.
This ambitious construction, its sudden and very public demise, and then its eventual resurrection centuries later.
It's like this really poignant journey through time.
It really is. It makes you think.
It does. Okay, before we sail off into the 17th
Right,
century,
right.
let's fast forward back to the present and
Okay.
talk logistics.
Important stuff.
One of the perks of this Scandinavian adventure, it's a private tour.
The best way to do it.
What does that mean for our listener in terms of like overall experience?
Well, it's all about flexibility, personalized attention.
Okay, I like it.
You have private transfers between cities.
Oh, nice.
No stressful public transport with all your luggage.
That's a win.
Daily breakfasts are included.
Love it.
And perhaps most importantly,
Yeah.
you have a dedicated support line throughout your trip. So any questions or concerns, you're just a phone call away.
That's amazing. Talk about peace of mind. Especially when you're exploring a new part of the world, knowing you have that safety net, that's got to make all the difference.
Absolutely. And because it's a private tour, you can set the
Oh,
pace.
I love that.
If you want to linger a little longer at Rosenborg Castle,
Right?
mesmerized by those crown jewels, go for it. You set the schedule.
That's amazing. This itinerary is all about making the most of your time in these incredible destinations.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, fellow travelers, our Scandinavian journey has come to an end, but the memories, those are just beginning.
The best souvenir.
We've wandered through bustling cities, serene landscapes, uncovered hidden histories, and experienced the magic of Scandinavian culture.
There's nothing quite like it.
There really isn't. As you prepare for your own adventure, what will you carry with you from our deep dive today? What hidden gem, unexpected story, or breathtaking vista will stick with you as you explore Copenhagen, Oslo, Flam, Bergen, and Stockholm? We'll leave you with that thought as you prepare to embark on your unforgettable Scandinavian adventure. Safe travels.